For this Monday, March 11th, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebin reporting. On Saturday evening, a Missouri man was arrested after getting into a high-speed vehicle crash in Posey County. According to a press release, troopers attempted to stop the vehicle, but the driver, who was later identified as Amir Tuzlakovich, sped up and continued east at a high rate of speed. Troopers clocked the vehicle going 95 miles per hour on I-64, which later reached as high as 130 miles per hour. The vehicle exited I-64 at the Poseyville exit, drove left of center on State Road 165 at the exit ramp, and struck a 1997 Ford F-250 pickup truck that was traveling north. The driver of the pickup truck had to be extricated by the Poseyville Volunteer Fire Department. The driver was a 52-year-old male from Owensville who was transported to Deaconess Midtown Hospital. Tuzlakovich was arrested and taken to the Posey County Jail, where he is currently being held on bond. He faces several charges. Posey County Emergency Management has announced that the boil water advisory issued by German Township last Wednesday has been lifted. Also, Posey County Emergency Management says that thanks to the rain that was received late last week, the burn ban for Posey County has also been lifted. Switching to some sports news from over the weekend, USCI Women's Basketball won the Ohio Valley Conference Tournament at Ford Center in downtown Evansville on Saturday. They beat UT Martin in the championship game 81-53. The win brings their season record of 24-6. Now, due to the NCAA rules, USCI will not be able to play in the Division I NCAA tournament. The rule states that teams must sit out of the NCAA tournament for the first 4 years after switching to Division I. USCI joined the OVC back in 2022. The Screaming Eagles will still get some postseason play, though, in the WNIT. For men's college basketball on Sunday, the Indiana Hoosiers won their fourth straight game as they hung on for a 65-64 win at home over Michigan State. Weir had 28 points and 12 rebounds for the Hoosiers. IU finishes the regular season with an 18-13 record and a 10-10 mark in the Big Ten. Third-ranked Purdue defeated Wisconsin at home 78-70. Zach Edey scored 25 points and grabbed 14 rebounds in the win for the Boilermakers. Purdue is now 28-3 and 17-3 in the conference. 13th-ranked Illinois went on the road to Iowa and picked up a 73-61 win over the Hawkeyes. Terrence Shannon Jr. paced the Fighting Illini with 25 points. Illinois improves to 23-8 and 14-6 in the conference. The Big Ten Conference Tournament is now set with all the seeds. Purdue is the number one seed, Illinois is the number two seed, and Indiana is the number six seed. The tournament this year is held at the Target Center in Minneapolis, Minnesota. The first games of the tournament begin on Wednesday evening. Finishing up from the NBA Sunday night, the Indiana Pacers earned a nice road win at the Orlando Magic, 111-97. Both Pascal Siakam and Tyrese Halliburton poured in 20 points. The Pacers run their record to 36-29. That wraps up your news and sports for this Monday, March 11th. We are keeping you informed on all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the news anytime online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. For news tips, you can pass them to us by email at news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. Reporting for Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebin. Enjoy your Monday and have a great week. Your weather forecast is next.